Blog Talk Radio.
Preacher Havoc, Choir Boy of Death, Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. And we got 215 with us and 601, but let's get to the 205. 215 says they called in first.
What's up?
What up?
You know who this is?
Yeah, Psycho Twiz, the one who's hating on ICP for some reason.
I got my reasons, but we're not going to go into detail.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I still say ICP is the fucking shit no matter what anybody says. But we got a 601, what's good with us?
Whoop, whoop. Well, what's up?
Whoop, whoop.
What's
this? This is the one. Who's this, man?
Joe. Juggalo Joe.
What's good, man?
What up with it?
Shit, chillin', man. Fucking kind of watching a little bit of TNA Wrestling Impact. Trying to fucking get that shit finished.
Yeah.
You got any requests, man?
The what now?
Do you have any requests? Do you have anything you want to hear?
Not right now, dude. I had got this number from my brother. Little O. And yeah, and I'm just coming to check out the radio show over here.
That's what's up, bud.
But yeah.
Well, you know, I think I just want to play a track, and I think we're gonna go with some ICP. Everybody rise.
Smile,
I'ma blow a hole in your neck and leave you standing there looking stupid like that. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clan. Fuck redneck, dumb diddy dumb. Fingers in your mouth, stretch your tongue. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clan.
What up, 601? And then we got 845, which would be, of course, John Crazy Clown. What's going on, man?
What it do?
Shit, man, I'm chilling.
What the hell that was? I'm drinking a Mike's Hard Strawberry Margarita.
And I can't stand margaritas.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. It's a Mike's Hard Lemonade, but it's like strawberry flavor. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's still technically a margarita. And why the fuck does this dude keep calling in and hanging up? Like, oh fuck.
I know I got two people maybe come on. Oh,
we got this one dude from the 601 named Juggalo Joe or something like that.
That's the dude I brought on.
Yeah, well, he keeps calling in and then hanging up. And I take it Ray Ray's back with us.
No, she's sleeping. She's not feeling good, brother.
For a minute there, I could have sworn I heard a fucking chick left or something like that.
No, it's in my back and I just feel off.
And then, of course, we got Psycho Twiz with us. Even though he don't talk much.
Yeah.
Well, that's well, except when he's walking into walls.
I only talk much when I'm high as shit and drunk as fuck.
Yeah, and you walk into walls, too.
Yeah, walk in the walls and smack my head off the heater, pretty much putting myself through a fucking twister.
I don't really understand how you can smack your head on the heater if you're taller than the heater.
Ah, the heater's on the floor.
Exactly. If you're walking, how the hell are you smacking your head into the fucking heater?
Because I'd be falling all over the place. I smack my head off all types of shit. That's why I'm half retarded.
Half?
Yeah, half.
Well, at least you can admit it.
I'm only half retarded because the other half, it's on its way to being fully retarded.
Oh. Well, at least you can admit it. That's good. Some people can't.
Yeah. Man, it's been so much better since Chris has not been up on JR. I gotta admit this.
And Poopo Ninja.
Well, Poopo Ninja is
so-called as a Marine.
Yeah.
I'll be in jail on Wednesday.
Man, you're always in jail.
Hey, like I said, like I put it down, jail is my home. I do my bit on the streets.
May we ask why you're going to jail?
Probation violation.
Oh.
That's the worst.
For the fucking, 15th time?
Yeah, you think you'd learn by now?
I'm never going to learn. I won't ever get off probation. I won't ever learn. It'll be the same old Psycho Twiz.
But check it out. Tomorrow night, we got an interview coming up with the band known as Flaw.
Oh, shit. I'll be up on here. Can we listen to one of his songs? Or their song?
Yeah. It's a them. It's a band.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say afterwards.
And Juggalo Joe's back with us. Are you going to stay with us this time, or are you going to hang up again?
Oh, no. Somehow my phone's messing up. I'm getting kicked off.
Sure you are, Joe.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
You sure you ain't born Tourette syndrome type shit over there and just, like, hitting the hang up
button? I promise you I'm not.
I'm the same dude that gave you the fucking number to call.
No, I was in here a while ago, dude, and somehow my phone lost signal or I got kicked.
Well, your phone probably lost signal then.
Yeah, because we don't pick people unless they're retarded or B, retarded using the word fucking bro, swag, and fucking YOLO.
Yeah.
Use those three words, you're gone, you're banned for good.
Or bro, like Poopoo Ninja always says.
I just said that. That was one of the words I said I'd get kicked off and banned for good. What the fuck is playing music?
100. I'm sorry about that.
You know, I said, oh, that's one thing I said, okay, people call into a radio show, but you get to listen to music in the background when we have music here.
All you have to do is request a song. Just not Chopped Up Slide or, what's that other one?
Oh, yeah, that faggot bitch known as Tiger.
Yeah.
For some reason, this fool decided to request Tiger up on here.
Huh? Yeah, who the fuck did that? Fucking stupid ass.
It wasn't me.
Oh,
no shit, you just came in here.
It's the same person that just called himself a stupid ass. AKA John Crazy.
Fuck you, man.
But check it out. This is Flaw with Away.
Though I've made an awful mess.
That's the group that's you're interviewing tomorrow?
Yep.
Who was that?
Law.
I looked them up, y'all. Sounded pretty good.
Law will make the, I want to say, fourth, maybe third major metal band that we'll be having up on JR. First one was, of course, actually, no, it would be four. First one was Gwar. Second one, we had Morgan of Kitty up on here. Third would be Jeffrey Nothing on Mushroom Head. And now Flaw.
Any word on the gathering yet?
The gathering's already going on, fool.
I know that. But any shit happened and popping off like it did for the couple past years?
Remember, if you're at the gathering, you're not going to get any reception.
A lot of people are saying on Facebook, ICP was supposed to be making a big-ass announcement.
Oh, yeah. Could be the putting the rumor to rest about Boondocks coming back to Psychopathic.
That's what I was hearing. A lot of people been saying that on Facebook. It was either Boondocks or bringing Twisted back, but I doubt it'd be Twisted because they're doing big things right now. It's like fucking just listen to that song "Wasted" that they did. Look how many artists are in that song.
Yeah, they could have done. That many.
That's it.
Even well on Psychopathic.
It's actually a good song, too.
You realize a lot of the people that they've gotten up, they get up on there, people that they've worked with before, even well on Psychopathic, right?
Yeah. I'm saying that song's like just almost as long as Kept Grinding. I think it's the same length.
Oh, it's a little bit longer. And Kept Grinding is just one of those tracks I couldn't get into. It's probably because of the fact it was something by DJ Chloe.
I don't know about you, but the Abomination and A New Nightmare CD was like some good shit.
Oh, almost anything that Twisted puts out is always good shit. But I'm just saying, I'm not that big a fan of DJ Clay, because in fact, you know, all he does is just fucking make beats and shit, instead of actually doing his own tracks.
What was the last thing that he even came out with? I can't remember.
And he just put out a new mixtape.
I didn't know that. I don't pay attention to the internet too much. I'm up on Facebook all the time and still don't catch this shit. I mean, I caught something about Cottonaut King signed off of Subnoise.
I don't really know how that's going to work, considering the fact Daddy X is the founder and owner of Subnoise.
I don't know, this Wicked Pete dude or whatever keeps posting up about how Tech N9ne is doing music with P. Diddy and Kamau King signed off of and a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't know where he's getting his info from, but I don't know if it's true or not.
No.
He's the one that keeps posting that ICP's supposed to be making this big announcement and he was supposed to perform at the gathering or some shit. I don't know.
Wait, who was this performing at the gathering?
like Wicked Pete or some shit. I got that. He's up on my.
What the fuck is Wicked Pete?
I don't know. I've never even heard his music before. I added him because somebody suggested him to me, and I just added his ass. I was like, all right.
That's probably because motherfucker probably doesn't have any music. Motherfucker probably can't even rap to save his fucking life.
I don't know. There's a lot of shit being said on Facebook. So there's people saying that Twisted is signing to fucking Strange Music and shit like that. This and that, blah, 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 and all that. A bunch of crazy shit. I think everybody's losing their fucking minds.
Well, there was a rumor at one time that Twisted was supposed to do something with Eminem.
Oh, that was another one I was hearing about ICP doing music with Eminem and Snoop Dogg. I thought that was hilarious.
Why would that be hilarious?
I mean, they done shit with Snoop Dogg before, but with Eminem, come on now. Like, it would actually tell the newbies and shit that Eminem and fucking ICP have been set up beef and shit since, like, what, 2004?
That's not longer than that. Hey, you need to realize Snoop Dogg no longer exists. Hope you know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he now goes by the name of Snoop Lion. He does reggae music.
What? Get the fuck out of here. That's crazy, yo. Everybody's changing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you know, you got to change up your music.
I mean, AJ Jordan is doing dubstep now. Like, he's trying to transform all his music into dubstep, apparently.
I will never listen to him ever. Dubstep is the most horrible music ever created.
Right? I can't stand that shit.
Why do you think that motherfucker screws me to get fucking shot and die? But, anyways, since he brought up KMK, there we go, Party Monster, featuring Tech N9ne.
We are party people. We are what you call self-made party monsters. Welcome to the ball. First of all, let's welcome y'all. The 13th annual Cottonmouth Ball. Round here, anything goes. Whippers, dippers, and trickety hoes. Face cones, ratty or bones. SD jazz and rap on low. Sun goes up and comes back down. We got a little bit of everything floating around. We need a party monster, set in the bar. Dedicated to substance abuse. Take a whiff of my jaw. Yeah. To be the mix of a bunch of different ways. To get down, copper buzzing and spray. From the liquor that I'm pounding every day. And right now I'm partied up on the way to the ball. So let's play. You take a shot, I take a shot, you take a shot, we take a shot. Hey! We are party people. Party people. We are what you call, what you call. Self-made party monsters. Welcome all of y'all. We are party people. Party people. We are what you call, what you call. Self-made party monsters. Welcome to the ball.
Party monsters, a special guest has just arrived. Direct your attention to the red carpet. Here comes none other than the most sinister monster of them all, Tech N9ne.
All the homegirls love me at Hooters, a straight Uber, and she's searching for that cooter. They know my road, old Rooter, the straight shooter. So we dipping and she packing a fat booter. Baby, all around the world I'll be hooting. This ain't time, and cruising is right up off the ocean. I mean ocean. I scoop back a couple of cold ones and I'm in motion. Party potion, then I'm poking. Tech N9ne getting that Loopsberry roller. Haters see me and they trying to shoot their Ebola. Cause I got they women getting loose. Every hoe I get wet cause I make them say oop, areola. Hey.
Party back in here, so let's debate. vibrating in your thighs. Top Mount King through the shit worldwide. See me on a plane with my mile high. Eyes red as fuck. In my shades, no surprise. What you expect from the hell of a guy?
Hell of a guy. You can hang with your hands through the ceiling. Everybody party hard. Don't fight the feeling. I'ma put it out there that I can party harder than y'all. Bringing heat to the brawl. I'm a monster.
Now we are the people that's controlling the wheel. And we are the people that be making the deals. Yes, we are the people that be up in the hills. Trying to build the muscles. Psychedelic appeal. Now I'm Johnny Victor. I'm the king of the block. I got a 7-fold van and a 12-way truck.
Yeah, party people, thanks for showing up. The monster ball is in full effect. So join the crowd and bounce your neck. Hey, yo, D-Lo, tell them what time it is.
Hey, I'm D-Lo, and I love to smoke. Pack me here in a candy coat. Eyelids low like Vietnamese. Smell the grow when I blow the trees. Stacked up in the hills where I be. Ride 4D when we bang on beats. D-Lo, I go hard when I'm in it. Stop, I ain't leaving till it's finished.
Chunk of respect to the monster making all this debauchery possible, the host of the party, the extraordinary Scotty.
Get whacked at my brain, high on cocaine, popping more pills and drinking champagne, smoking mad weed, chewing on shrooms. I got a few issues that I need to work through. Nobody's perfect, we all got flaws. I love loose women and old school cars. Close down bars, sleep past noon. There's a killer on the loose and the beat goes boom.
Back up in the ride, all the bitches know me. Next on them in the flash, we be cold clocking. 100-yard rap dash, we forever rocking. All out, all in, yeah, yeah, back at it again. Nobody fucking with the powers of the crown of skin. Be tougher than Teflon, we fighting the wind. The levels are pressed on to make your head spin.
We are party people. We are what you call. Self-made party monsters. Welcome, Mario. We are party people.
And we're back.
Shit. What's that song that Cop My King did with Twisted? It's a recent song.
That I have no clue. I know a little white just did a track with Twisted.
I can't wait till September comes around, you know, fucking Twisted and Rob Zombie on tour together.
Yeah, and then of course the new Twisted season is supposed to be in the works.
Yeah, I heard that shit too up on YouTube. They were talking about it.
Yeah, but they probably don't have a title for it yet. Little White, Jelly Roll and Twisted. Let's go into this track here. What a Damn Days.
Smile. running late. Just tell the boss when I'm on my way. I can't get fired today. Man, I'm broke. I'm fucked up. Only got a couple dollars, but I'm hungry. I'm hungover. Guess I'll go right to McDonald's. In the line so long that it pissed me off a little, bitch. I want a McGriddle with some sausage in the middle. I pull out of the drive-thru. I don't want to go to work. Hit a turn and spill some fucking orange juice up on my shirt. Man, my boss man is a jerk. My old lady's tripping too. She's always nagging and bitching about the shit that I don't do. Told me that I'm white trash. Now I'll never take out the trash. But the way I feel today, you can kiss my ass tall.
My boss man been tripping lately.
I don't give a fuck.
Mute.
Interesting.
I was trying to talk to you. I was trying to talk and see, that's where the half mentally retarded side comes from.
Yep. Agreed.
That's from smoking too much.
Or from walking into way too many walls.
Walking into too many walls and getting hit in the head with too many frying pans.
Yeah, that could do it too.
2 weeks ago, my ex came over and she was pissed off at me for some reason. Next, you know, I'm coming into the kitchen. I get waffled right in the side of the head with this big ass fucking waffle iron pan. Shit fucking nearly knocked me on my ass. Bitch.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm kind of exhausted and out of it. Tired as fuck. So if I ain't talking much and just going to the track of the track, that's pretty much the reason why.
I'm about to hit the bed myself. I gotta get up for work.
Man, I just got home from work about maybe like 2 hours ago.
Shit. I need a better job, though. These hours suck. I only work for 6 hours, and then I'm off the rest of the day. I mean, it's nice, but the pay sucks.
You can be working at a grocery store.
I can't work at a grocery store.
But that's where I work at. I work at the grocery store in both the meat department and produce. And every once in a while, I do carts.
They won't hire me at no damn grocery store. I got a robbery, so that's an out. I gotta
work
through all these damn. Yeah, I got a robbery charge on my record. They don't want to hire anybody with a robbery and gun charges and shit.
You realize we've had fucking, like, you realize we actually had fucking convicts working for us for the time, as of right now, right?
Not down here, they won't do that shit.
There's at least two employees that I know of that are convicts.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with the state of Pennsylvania. There's a lot of places that won't hire convicted felons.
Well, it's not like you actually have to tell me your record.
Well, they hit that background check. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to sit there straight before it's with them, you know?
Oh.
They do them background checks. I almost got away with it at this one job. It was going to pay me like $14.50. It was at a steel manufacturer. I almost got in until they hit me on that background check. I'm like, fuck. Damn. That would have been a job to keep.
I'm going to play some motherfucking M wall. Yes, this is a fucking cover track of fucking Kesha. Boy, who gives a shit? This is sleazy.
I don't need you or your brand new Benz or your bougie friends. I don't need love looking like diamonds, looking like diamonds.
Get sleazy, get sleazy.
What up, Kesha? They want, so they sipping these freebies. I got a girl with a Beamer, I got a girl with a Benz. My girl got a girl and she bringing a friend. Got a J in my ear, I got some J's on my feet. Like a groupie in Miami, I will bang with the heat. I'ma stay on the beat, yo bitch hang on my meat. Like seasoning the reason and you just can't be me. Ride on McDonald's, watch me get my Mac on. Diamonds dancing on my wrist, ballerina black swan. Got a bitch with a rack, I got a bitch with a yak. And there's one bitch I know, Chad and Wally on her back. With no morals, yeah, they argue and quarrel. Blowing Mary Jane's flowers, always smoking my floral. I be churning her butter, I work my stick in her hole. She twists my blunt and pops my X, so we pick and we roll. She drives my whip when I swerve, she keeps a clip in her purse. She says I'm ostentatious, plus my wrist is absurd. Man, I put her on trips, I got her dropping it off. And when she gets too mouthy, put my cock in her jaws. Get the brain when I want, that's a piece of her mind. I get pussy ass mouth, bitch, three of a kind. Money so hetero, financially straight. Last dude she was fucking with financially gay. So she left him at the gate, then met me at the store. Blow money on her, but I don't forget that she's a whore. Beat that pussy so hard it red just a little. Personal trainer, she works my leg in the middle.
But anyways, up next,
how about little psychopathic riders dumping?
Yeah, motherfucker, you got the album. Now me, Bullet, Fofo, Cell Block, Full Clip, and I'm Lil Shank. This psychopathic riders, motherfucker.
Cut them all out when the busters found. Pop, pop, baby, pop, that be the sound. Low down with the master, huh?
Bump,
bump. Fuck it with the master pump.
Dump, dump.
Jump, jump, go to ground with the riders up. Pump, pump, go the bucket when the dog is up. At the funeral, you're dead, but that ain't nothing. Bet, bet, bad ass, bullet be dumping. East side out to the southwest. Psychopathic riders putting slugs in your chest. Bitch, throw the money, move head down. You don't wanna see me clown, motherfucker.
I hit a wheelie on the lawn and bust it out on sight. I give a fuck, bitch. Talk shit and get clipped. Knock your fucking teeth through your lips.
Yeah.
Acting wild as fuck, cause my jam came on.
And you know, dog, niggas gotta sing that song.
I got 18 shots, and I won't miss one. All black trucks with the bump, shooting out the window. Every single time the wind blow, blazing up another bag of endo. Fofo be the alias. Run up on your bare faces so you're scared of us.
So it's so bad.
My money running low, and I need my sack. Yo, 6-4 is pumping, and I need me a ride. Lean to the right lane, and then I slide. Lay your ass out on the coast, cement. Before I jump in that ass, I'ma scream my set. See, I'm a rider.
Motherfuckers like me, we don't give a fuck. It's like, what? You wanna come stepping? Then I have to see ya. Leave you open and burning like a case of gonorrhea. From some old dirty bitch, and she was humping and pumping like my gauge. Bitch ass, we doping.
So I don't pass it, ride.
Cheddar cheese, so when you see me, nigga, please move fast. Bloody cash on the floor, gotta make my way to the fucking door. Gotta make my way to the hideout. Who done it? Yeah, they trying to find out. Now I'm on the street with my swerve. Cops trying to catch me because I'm on the swerve. But I'm a clever motherfucker, never catch me. And if they come my direction, they gon' catch me. Dumb.
And we're back. And we got a 785 call in. Whatever. Psychopathic Riders up next again with Mashin'.
Riders.
Riders!
Mashin' out.
That's how we do.
Sipping off this hip.
That's right. Drone got it going out. What?
Get in, bitch.
Get the fuck up in this motherfucker.
Hurry the fuck up, bitch. We mashin'. Come on.
When the mash in the tail, she annoyed. The motherfucking riders are back, bitch. You didn't know, and you can't tell by all the fucking people on the floor that Fofo's about to explode and let it go.
Oh no!
When the smoke clears, you see me mask from the scene, bumping box, shed so many tears. I'm switching gears, and you can hear the time skirt shift, kid burning them up, going first to third. Hurt, face tears when I'm passing them by. All your favorite places that were set on fire. A motherfucking live wire with 22 inch tires, gang banging for hire till I retire. Now who wanna pay me? Down the freeway, in and out of lanes, mama can't save me, yo. And neither can you unless you a rider. Imagine like me too, and then that came up. Pass me the 51, and we gon' smoke till the fingers burn. Ride a faker, no money maker, scared to pull the trigger. Mash up like a dumb figure.
When I'm mashing, my gun barrel is top. Somebody laying bloody dead in the street, beating shot. If fuck getting caught, try pulling me over. You'll be stretched out, stiff when a pine box told ya. My slug will scold ya and punish you deep. Pluck you in the forehead and put you to sleep. When I'm mashing, bet I'm fat, blunt ashing. Big black truck through the roadblock crash.
When it's money making all in the mix, I'm mashing.
Mashing.
My
Go get your face on the news any minute. Yeah.
what up, ghetto?
How about that, man? We actually had a few callers tonight.
Well, how about that? Who'd you have?
Well, we had John Crazy Clown. We had some fucking retard calling with him named Juggalo Joe. That dude kind of almost reminded me of that dude Kevin that, you know, couldn't talk properly. They kept wanting people's number. And we also had Psycho Twiz calling.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that we had callers, but nobody worthwhile.
Well, we had a 785 call in for like a second there, and then they left.
Well, where'd they all go now?
Uncle Twiz, I don't know. Don't care. John Crazy Clown, he just comes and goes, and Juggalo Joe, he kept calling and hanging up, going in. Apparently, like, his phone kept losing service.
I see.
Yeah. That's about it. We had them here. I've just been playing music and watching TV. Because I didn't feel like talking to Cyber Toys. I didn't feel like getting stupid.
You didn't feel like getting stupid?
I mean, come on, but every time we talk to him, it's kind of like we was on fucking IQ.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, man. I will admit this. He actually admitted that he's quote-unquote half-retarded.
Half.
Yeah, I said that same exact thing, half.
maybe 80-20.
Maybe fully?
Well, you know, there are times, you know, we don't have to hear from him, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not fully retarded.
True. Of course, you know, when he first called in, you know, I think the way I introduced him was, you probably loved it.
Well,
I said, and we have Psycho Twiz, the man who hates ICP. Apparently he added me to Facebook, but I'm not accepting him. I denied him.
So how about there's a story on the news about this dude fighting with his mother, and then it resulted in his mom running him over.
Hey, look, Van Margera is getting married.
Again.
Yep, there's some chick named Nikki.
Oh, man. I don't see that dude staying in marriages too long with anybody.
What's hidden? Do you know Psycho Twiz outside of Facebook? No.
Well, you really don't.
Oh, exactly. But now he's this person won't be able to send you any more friend requests. No. Will he get blocked? So you don't hear him talk either.
So what the fuck was that group that you added me to that I left?
I don't know. It was called the Fuck You Group. Or a fuck people group, fuck you people group, or something like that.
It didn't even look interesting.
No. Not whatsoever. I don't even know how the fuck I got in.
and fucking pull in that group.
I'm not even sure I left the other group that you put me in yesterday.
The Juggalo Metalhead Underground or some other?
I don't fucking remember.
Well, what was it, the Explicit Versus?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I left that one myself, I think.
I wanted to leave it, but I don't remember if I actually clicked leave yet.
Yeah, I got to find that out for myself, too, if I actually left.
So how about I found that Kane mask?
Hell yeah. And people post some even stupider things on Facebook nowadays. I'm posting up
kinda like how I have the worst headache today. And earlier from that, the person was drinking. I wonder how you got that headache. Anyway.
Yeah, someone posted up saying, "Forget Waldo. How did the naked clown on a poker stick make it into a children's book?"
Okay, then.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever noticed that the more groups you leave, the more you get added to at the same time?
No.
It's happened to me a hell of a lot. Every time I leave a group, I get fucking invited to be in another group.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me at all.
It's the fuck you people group. I don't know how the fuck I got in there. But it seems like as soon as I left one group, I got pulled into that group. Hello. Nice. I leave that explicit group. Please tell me I did. I'm like hearing about fucking explicit fucking chat lines and bullshit like that. Look, here's a group I got invited in. I was brought into. I haven't used for more than a month now. Called Drama Free Zone. Goodbye.
Drama Free Zone. Nice.
Yeah, I bet you anything it's full of drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't people not realize? Even if it's called Drama Free, it's gonna be still full of drama. I should make a group saying, no cockeyed bitches allowed. I wonder how people would feel about that group.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't really care.
Find out. Create group.
He's really going to make a group called that.
No cockeyed. It is allowed. Members.
Now they're all gonna join it.
And they better not. Members will be G and Ghetto G. Admin. If any cockeyed bitches try getting in, we automatically deny their asses.
I'm gonna accept them.
No, don't do that. We don't need them in the group.
So they can come in the group and complain.
Yeah, wife.
Yeah, ask the wife what can cock that bitch is on 11. Could you look one way and look another way?
Mainly for the fact that your eyeball rolls around in your head.
Yeah. I think that's the eyeball that people need to have a fucking eye patch over. I mean, at least then we'd understand why people have eye patches, because they're either cockeyed or missing an eye. But the fact that Rick Ross does it...
Well, I don't know very many people with an eye patch that has a cockeye.
No, but we know a butt doing a fucking eye patch with
Did you say we know a black guy with an eye patch?
Yep.
Who the fuck is that?
Rick Ross.
Who?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross? He doesn't wear an eye patch.
Well, whoever that fucking black dude is.
Slick Rick?
Yeah, that nigga.
From a long time ago?
Yeah, that dude, he had an eye patch. No, and nobody could ever figure out why.
How the hell did you confuse him with Rick Ross?
they're both about the same size.
That dude ain't fat.
Man, I thought he was.
I really don't think so. But Rick Ross is fat as fuck.
Yeah, man, I think Rick Ross needs to go on the fucking Weight Watchers. What if I'm gonna CeeLo Green? Or do I just call him CeeLo Brown?
Call him Norris Barkley. Or whatever the fuck. With his terrible hit Crazy.
Yeah.
That nobody fucking likes, so he changed his name.
And DJ Great Khali.
Are you talking about DJ Khaled?
Yes. DJ Khaled, but I call him DJ Great Khali.
Why? He's not big. He's just a short fat guy.
And what would you do if fucking Great Khali ever started making music?
Well, there's Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy that make music, so I wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, but I think Great Khali would actually be something a little bit better than those two.
Now that you brought that up, there's another Pepperidge Farm thing. It says, remember when you used to have talent to be famous?
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
That's what I'm saying, man. But remember when you actually had to, you know, have some type of talent?
Yeah.
Now, you have sex with a black guy and you become famous.
Yep.
Or you do some stupid stunt on YouTube and then you become famous.
Yeah. That's all fucking Lil Wayne needed to be famous, was to kiss and fuck a baby.
Yeah, he got famous by kissing baby.
Oh, there goes Lil Wayne's career on the toilet.
That was a long time ago.
I flushed down again. Apparently you can fucking put icons with a fucking goddamn group now. Let's see if I can find a cockeye looking bitch. Icons.
go take a picture of that girl from that singles group.
Nope. Yeah, no. Okay, we'll skip that part. There we go, two members. Every jungle area created the group. No cockeyed bitches allowed.
Well, as if we didn't have enough hate now.
You have been made an admin of the group.
Yeah.
As a closed group.
That's a closed group.
You'll have to change it to a secret group. That way you don't get to find us.
Wow, that's pretty much the same thing as a closed group. Where they can't get in unless you accept them.
Oh, yeah. Any member can add members, but admin must approve them. Yes.
Man, people that run groups are just retarded.
Yeah, pretty much.
And on top of that, they post all these rules and then they never follow through on them.
Yeah, pretty much. But at least we'll actually follow through and not let any cockeyed bitches allowed. Hey, look, we got two guests in the room.
Hey, look, holy shit.
Look, we got a 646 calling in.
What's up?
What up, what up?
It's Miss Cyanide. I promised I'd call back in as soon as I could. I've been so busy.
Why did you tell us that? Like months ago you told us that.
I know, and yeah. I feel bad, trust me. I've been busy with the new album and plus trying to get a job and everything else going on in my life.
That's all right.
I am getting ready to drop Cyanide's Revenge. The release date is September 3rd.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, by the way, just so you know, we used one of your tracks for a new mixtape, by the way.
What?
I said we used one of your tracks for one of our new mixtapes.
Really? That is so cool. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to try and, like I said, I want to keep calling in more often. It's just, like I said, I got really busy. I finally passed, like, my STNA, not my STD test, my STNA test. So now I can be a certified nurse's assistant.
So in other words, she didn't pass the other test, though.
Oh, no, I passed that test clear, trust me.
So I should turn
it
tomorrow.
That was so funny, you were like, how do you study for an STD test?
You should tune in tomorrow, though. We got an interview with Flaw.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. You'll have to send me more about that mixtape.
I could just send you the link.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I gotta find you on my fucking Facebook.
Yeah. You can't miss me. I've been mad promoting. I just posted your guys' link for Juggalo Rider Radio and the phone number.
Well, I still have busy trying to look and find people. But yeah, I mean, we got like three guests in the room. Guests. Sign the fuck in.
You see that, man?
Chat
people,
with us.
People listen to her. They don't listen to us, though.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We brought fucking Kissa back up on here. You know, they know that's not going to last long.
Man, that barely lasted a day.
And why is it that anytime I'm in a group and somebody wants to be added to the group, I have to accept it for the admins? What the fuck? I am not the admin
of
the group.
I'm part of, like, fucking 10 Juggalo Love and Let groups, like, for hooking up, specifically Juggalos and Lets.
The fuck?
And it's weird.
You
I'm like, I've never asked to be a part of this, but sure.
Why is there so many of those groups? That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
I mean, it's bad enough you got the cockeyed bitches in a couple of them.
That girl's scary as hell.
I don't know, there's some really weirdo, like, weird fucking people on Facebook, dude.
No, I would have never guessed.
I'm part of called Big Booty Hoes.
Oh, shit, where's that group at? Pull me in there.
Well, I found you, except I can't add you, since I'm blocked from many people.
Let's see, there's Juggalo and Lutz, Hook Up, and Fall in Love.
Fall in love.
Yeah, sexy lad.
Or fall in love.
Yeah, fall in love.
Oh.
There's a lot of love going on right now at the gathering. Everybody's getting their freak on and drugginess on.
Well, duh. Shit, man, last I saw, people were still trying to go to the gathering.
Damn, it's only got, like, what, 2 days left, and it's going to be over?
I'm just saying, man,
the
people
seventh,
are still trying
eight,
to get
ninth.
There, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're a little late, man.
Yep.
It sucks I couldn't be there, but I'm like, fuck it, I got bigger and better things to move on to. At the end of this month, I got a festival called, oh, what is that called? And that nice, I don't remember the fucking name of it. It's another type of gathering, but it's for, like, fracking and political issues. And I'm going to be performing there.
Hey, fracking.
Yeah, fracking. Hydraulic fracturing.
And if that's all political, I would not be there. Gilgi, Mike, because Gilgi loves politics.
Oh, yeah, I love politics. So do you got any songs, like, just bashing Obama? Because that'll show up.
Well, I got a show, a song called Frack, and then the other song's called Mama Told Me About Frack. And they're both, like, Mama Told Me About Frack is more about fracking itself, and then Frack has got some other political issues, like when the bees are gone, so are we. Marijuana is a resource that we could use to reinforce. You know, it's the cure to cancer, stuff like that. And then I also talk about fracking. Like, they want to pump our earth with thousands of chemicals. The government is full of jackals.
Wow, she really does rap about politics, thanks.
Yeah, they're taking our rights away every day.
I think the only political track we have on JR is by Damian Relic or Fuck America.
I'm going to work on more. The next one's going to be called Don't Frack With Us. And then, like, I've also done other political songs in the past called Stop, Look, Listen, which is redone of... It goes, stop, tell me, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Which I've redone that song twice. I did my own version, and then I did a version when I was with Deadly Poisons. And that was really government. Like, that was about, like, how when you go to, like, the airport and they scan you, and how they're putting, like, cancer in our vaccines and shit like that, like all the fucked up shit that the government does that people are, like, sheeple to. Like, radiation is so good for us, guys. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, radiation is awesome.
No.
Well, that's what people in the news are saying and shit. I'll have to find that video and, like, have to, like, send it to one of you guys to see about where this chick's like, radiation's good for you, and blah, 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 blah. And it's really not. And right now, Fukushima is in, like, one of the, it's, like, in the worst possible state of being bad. Like, the radiation is leaking into the ocean, and we are so fucked right now, and people don't even know, and they don't even care. So we're all going to be, like, dead and be full of cancer in, like, 2 years.
Well, thank you for these positive things.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, dude.
As if there wasn't enough wrong going on right now.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of shit going wrong in the world.
Yeah.
Besides all that fucked upness, how are you guys doing?
Besides being in a ladder match earlier, I'm all right.
Yeah. So how's the radio been going?
I don't know. Ask somebody who knows.
Ask somebody who tunes in.
Yeah. Let us know if you
find
anybody.
Well, we're gonna have to change that. You guys are on what every night?
Yep.
Sadly.
You gotta love doing it, man. You can't be all like sadly.
Love doing
like,
it, man.
Yeah.
Been doing it for 5 years, man.
Radio, motherfuckers. How about I record you guys some, like, radio thingy-mabobbers? Like,
Massage
Sports Juggalo. Like, I'm going to make some, like, commercials that says, Massage Sports Juggalo Rider Radio, fucking call in at this time, every night, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, make sure you put the blah, blah, blah in there.
I'm going to talk about how fucking awesome Juggalo Rider Radio is and how they got, like, awesome interviews and all the guys have big dicks and stuff.
I'm sure that would draw a lot of listeners.
It
yep.
will.
I mean, you know, we got two people up in the room, they just don't know who the fuck they are.
But, I mean, if you want to record some shit, go for it.
Yeah.
I totally will. You guys have a soundboard for the radio. You should, and you can always upload it too. Like it'll be like a startup or some shit too for your show. Because I've been working on doing like radio skits and shit for my tracks, so I know how to sound all radio like.
I know how to sound radio like.
I mean, where they do like the crazy, like, backgrounds, like, the doo-dee-doo, and the phone ringing, and shit, and, like, on that crazy clingy thing they do to your voice.
That's just making noises, and all they gotta do is press buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, if we had buttons like that, we could press them, too.
Yay! Fucking boys posting up about user and they got live callers from the gathering.
Wait, what?
You got a live caller from the gathering? Fuck yeah!
Yeah. Now, where the folks are live callers from the gathering at?
Who got live callers at the gathering?
Lori.
If I was at the gathering, I'd totally call you and be like, hey, motherfuckers, and I'd rub in your face how you're missing out. No, that'd be horrible. That'd be such a dick move.
I mean, Boone 99, my bad. I mean, Boone was supposed to do that, but the motherfucker probably got drunk and forgot.
Yeah, probably. Now, what exactly do they have live listeners on?
Apparently, their radio show that they're doing over on fucking MJF.
Whatever the fuck that is.
I juggle a space.
There's like,
you know, that whole
my juggalo space, my juggalo book, or my juggalo space, juggalo book, juggalo thing. Like, there's all these juggalo things, and they're all like the same thing. And
exactly.
It's like, why don't they just all combine them and have one? Like, juggalo, I don't even know, but I'm sure there's probably like a juggalo Twitter.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, Twitter's bad enough as it is.
Yeah, we don't need a juggalo one. Hashtag Faygo. Hashtag Eat Your Face.
Yeah, that's just what we need, more hashtags.
Hashtag Whoop Whoop Slim Anus.
Wow.
I'm glad it's bad enough and got motherfuckers on Facebook doing the hashtag. And that's Facebook, not Twitter.
I still remember when it was a pound sign.
Yeah, I do too. I remember when fucking MySpace was actually cool. It's alive.
Alright, this is gonna sound stupid. How the fuck do I download this?
Download.
Yeah, that was a lot of help, man. Thanks.
The hell are you talking about?
I don't know. It says your system doesn't support this file. Click here to get the plugin.
I guess you need to get the plugin.
I guess that's what I'm going to have to do.
I'm going to have to get
the motherfucking plugin.
Yeah, which means she probably doesn't have RAR, so which means she has to, you know, download WinRAR and then go back to the link and then fucking download the mixtape.
Okay, well, I got WinRAR. I had to install it because I got I won a copy of internet copy, whatever the fuck. I played a Corpse Collector scavenging hunt online game thing, and he sent me like a special copy of an album that he sent to the players that didn't win the main prizes, and I had to get WinRAR just to open that, because I was like, how the fuck do I open this? And he's like, you gotta go here and get this. And I was like, oh okay. I'm a dumbass, trust me. I'm a soaked in blonde, motherfuckers. It's okay to laugh at that, gosh.
Yeah, Havoc.
Yeah, ghetto. But I'm getting you that link right now for WinRAR. That way you can just go to and download it yourself. This is a hell of a lot easier.
Didn't she just say she has it?
Oh, I think she has to get it.
But she just got done telling us she has it.
And maybe, I don't know, Z sure just doesn't like people. Well, I mean, as long as you're not trying to download it onto your phone, like some dude that we know tried downloading it 35 times, and until he finally figured out he can't do it on a phone.
I don't even know how you would even try to do that.
I don't either. I say trying to follow a duck to get yourself out of the fucking wood.
Did you just say follow a duck?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was watching fucking Zoe 101 earlier for some odd reason. And motherfuckers got lost, so this Monday decided to fucking chase you after ducks to find his way out of the woods. I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck that's going to work. Because if the duck goes another way, you're fucked.
Man, I'm about to throw this fucking computer.
And it sounds like you're trying to start up a chainsaw over there or something.
fucking, what the fuck?
Seems like she's having a lot of trouble. Why don't you go ahead and play her a song?
Yeah, we can do that.
I will get that.
Let's go with a track off of the mixtape. Maybe something we haven't played yet. How about the Maroon 5? Nah, fuck that. We'll go with that later. How about we go with the Eminem fucking cover from M. Wall? The real M. Wally. And the guests have left the room. So I guess they're definitely not entertaining tonight.
See that? We play music and people leave.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
And fucking Buzzkill was complaining about the fact that we're mostly a talk show.
Yeah, he was just, you know, expressing how he feels about the show.
Yeah, but it seems like, you know, when we talk, people stay more. Sometimes. When we play,
I don't know. Is that a song on the album?
What?
Is that a song on the album?
Yes.
Cool.
It's a remix to Underground Killers featuring the dumbass name Psycho Killers.
What?
I said, yeah, it's Underground Killers featuring dumbass Psycho Killers.
What does that got to do with the song we just played?
I don't know. And if you ever noticed by now, I'm kind of out of it tonight.
Tonight?
Well, more so tonight than usual.
And why is that?
Because, yay, I had to work today.
Woo!
And of course, I had to close the fucking department.
Okay, then.
Yay! If you're gonna let me download it.
Oh, man, no.
Good time.
So there, you got some sound effects. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not the sound effects that she wants. Or anybody wants.
Oh, people enjoy that.
Oh, some people end up laughing about it. Like fucking chill.
For
that
show,
shit
for show.
Hits.
Okay, let's calm that down.
Bring back Captain Planet.
Bring back what?
Captain Planet.
And why is that?
That was a fucking badass show back in the day. The only time I actually liked fucking Whoopi Goldberg.
It's still holding me. Download it. And now since I got to install something else to get it. What the fuck?
I don't know what you got to download. I mean, all you got to do is go to Zshare, go to that link, hit, free download. And hit download again. Well, after you wait 15 seconds, I should say.
Oh no, it's giving me a bitch ass time. Because I hit download, and then another whole page pops up, and then it's like, you need to install this, and this, and this, to get this.
It should open up another tab. Yeah, that whole, you know, download this and this. I think that's just an ad. If you click the free download, it'll take it to take another tab. About 14 seconds, and then you could download it for free or something.
Yeah, you do have to wait 30 seconds.
I'm thinking the whole thing of saying that she's got to download this and this might just be pop-ups.
Whatever media player new codec pack available, some shit like that comes up.
I don't know why that comes up. Yeah, I'm about to download a piece of them right now.
So I hit where it says free download or premium download?
Free download.
Okay.
Did it bring you to another tab or, well, page? I guess that if you scroll down a little bit, it'll say 15 seconds or 30 seconds to and download now, and you should be able to download it.
Okay, now it's working.
There you go. Now that's working.
Yeah.
Put it download. Why is somebody by the name of Skinny Bob trying to add me to Facebook?
Because Skinny Bob is awesome. He's from outer space. He's my boyfriend.
Okay, then.
So you're dating an alien.
He's a reticuli. He's awesome. I met him in the woods. He's a Zeta reticuli.
Yeah, maybe we should introduce him to Lil V.
Yeah, right.
And plug in Katy Perry, that is an alien.
He's an alien.
He's an alien.
He gave me a special present. Actually, me and Skinny Bob did a song together called Dark Clubs.
Dark Club.
Well, there you go. You just found out who it is, Epic.
Yep. When I wanted to try and add him, it made my fucking Facebook. Where you go, Skinny Bob? Give me free. I think I'm going to smoke me another cigarette. What did she just say?
I don't know.
I said clowns are magical.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
They can make balloon animals out of their penis.
That's not magical. That's disturbing.
They can fit 50 dead bodies in the trunk of their car.
Well, they got a big-ass trunk.
Well, they're clowns. They can fit a large amount of things in small areas.
I guess that was a sexual joke.
I guess so.
Okay there, Skinny Bob, you've been added.
Jeez, took you forever to add him.
Yo, I still want to see what happens.
Could you imagine if Justin Bieber went to the Gathering?
He
I'm sure he
back.
Would be in a...
Yep, he would not come back.
Nope.
It'd be like another Tila, Tequila, whatever the fuck her name is, incident.
No, I think it would be worse.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
although I do think Violent J is a fan of Justin Bieber.
I was watching one of their, like, theater things, and Jay's like, I own Katy Perry CD for, like, taking a long drive or something, just, and he's like, I want to listen to it. It was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. That show is good besides the whole, all the gayness that they bring to it, talking about gay
yeah.
shit. Talking about dudes' dicks the whole time.
Maybe secretly, Jay is gay.
He might be, man. He might play for both teams, man.
I heard that Twisted had to do a lot of gay favors to, like, be on the label.
I don't know, man. It really wouldn't shock me.
Not me either.
Because of all the things that he says on these shows and shit.
I mean, come on, in Big Money Hustlers, they showed a lot of horse ass and stuff.
Well, yeah, then there's that stuff.
And get it, we're down to 3 trucks until I get paid later.
Well, that's all right. We've got an interview tomorrow. We don't really need songs.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Man, they shouldn't even do that, man. They fucked up your shit at one point. They should just let you go this time.
They really should.
Do you guys have a specific Facebook for Juggalo Rider Radio by any chance?
Got a like page.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting, a like page or something.
Yeah, we have a like page, we have a group.
Cool.
Just don't go to the group. It sucks. Nobody talks there.
Yeah. Then we have a new.
Add me anyway to it, and then I'll add like the thousands of people I have to the group, and then we'll start like promoting this more.
As long as they don't represent Razorblade Real, we're all set and good.
I don't even know who the fuck that is, so that's already a good start.
Oh, thank God. But yeah, if you search Juggalo Rider Radio, it should come up for the like page.
Okay. I'm going to do that now. Juggalo Rido Radio presents Twisted Paradise Ladies.
No, that's a
Juggalo
place.
Rido Radio. Hey, Juggalo man. Rido Radio Street Team.
Jeez, man, she found it all.
Yes.
There you go.
Now I can start sharing your shit.
Okay, so I'm a little bit out there.
If by out there you mean crazy, yeah, drunk.
Who the fuck was that?
Fucking Zoe 101.
Damn it, Havoc.
Oh, there's something good on him. Well, actually, that might be fucking Shark Fest on right now.
Is that your street, or that, God damn it, I can't fucking talk. Is that your group, the Juggalo Rider Radio Street Team?
Yep.
Okay.
Off my front list, so you're trying to annoy the hell out of me.
But
so do you guys still have the Twisted Ladies thing going on?
Man, it's been dead for a long time. No, don't even bother with that.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was just wondering. I gotta know what I'm supposed to promote and not.
No,
what
just happened
with that?
Just a like page. I don't know. It was never really anything.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But no, man, we haven't talked in that like page for like a couple days, and we got a whole lot more likes now.
Hell yeah, we do.
Like when we don't talk, man, people feel the need to add it. But we say something, and people unlike it. I don't understand.
Apparently, D-Bob is going to submit a track for JR.
Well, that's great, but then Skinny Bob has to tune in.
I know, Skinny Bob totally needs to call in.
Well, a little bit later on, you know, when people are actually able to call in.
Yeah, the lines are closed. Sorry, Skinny
Bob.
Yep.
Oh, he's shit out of luck then.
Call in tomorrow and ask questions if you would like. Just get involved.
He will talk in his native tongue of alienness.
No, we only speak English here.
Yeah. No, I actually wouldn't mind having.
One of you guys on Facebook, how do I like what's your name? I already forgot. I know one's like Ghetto G, right?
And then there's me, Havoc.
Okay, Havoc. Okay, do I have you on my friends
like
list?
No.
I'm sorry to sound retarded, guys.
I'm just saying you said something like that, but you knew the name. Like, what the fuck?
Are you online now?
Yes.
Okay. Ghetto G the Wicked Stone.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm adding you. So, you run the soundboard?
No, it's mainly Havoc. I don't fuck with that shit. It's stupid.
God damn it. Now I gotta find him. So, do I... Alright. H-A-B... There we go. There you are.
Man, she only knew that. She only knew that by either your name or the picture is the same as mine.
One of the two.
Well, because I need to know who to send business stuff to if I do like the radio thingy.
Yeah, you can talk to Havoc about business.
All right, that works.
She says
like
hi
the
when
first
we're on phone.
Two people I've added in days. Because, like, everybody else, they just add me and I confirm it.
I can't add anybody. I'm in Facebook jail.
Yeah, dude, we're always
fucking
blocked.
Don't you fucking love that shit?
You gotta love it when jugglers say that they don't know you and you get blocked for it.
Yeah, fucking
bitch.
As soon
as I got out of Facebook jail, I was right back in that son of a bitch.
It's because you probably added somebody.
Probably. God forbid if you wanted a fucking friends out on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, who?
Hey, what do you know? Skinny Bob Semi-Pro clubs.
What? Huh?
I said Skinny Bob sent me that track that you guys needed to talk about, the dark clubs.
Did he send it to you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Of course, you have to wait till I get paid later so that way I can actually get the soundboard back to full track and put it on the soundboard.
Okay.
And I miss the days of and Blog Hub was free. You could do free 2-hour shows.
Yeah, that was nice.
Wait, you can do free 2-hour shows again?
No. I wish. I pay fucking...
I hate that they only gave you a half hour. Like, it used to be that you could have an hour or 2-hour show or some shit.
2-hour shows. I mean, it used to be 2-hour shows free. Now you gotta pay like $40 a month for a fucking 2-hour show. I'd take a guess and say it's Miss Cy not here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I just posted a new picture of me, like, half naked and covered in blood. And my homie, like, made my teeth all pointy.
Careful. Someone might, you know, comment on your picture and say, to respect yourself and respect your body.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Or they'll be like, you're too fat to be half naked on Facebook, you bitch.
No, the main thing people say is have some respect for yourself.
Yeah. And that one chick, she wasn't even naked at all. She wasn't showing her ass or titties, and she had people telling her to respect herself.
Yeah. She had some legs showing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking sin.
But you know you gotta, wrap it up like an Arabian girl.
Fuck that bullshit. If I could, I'd be fat and naked everywhere I go, for the hell of it.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
Just to make people go blind and be disturbed for the rest of their life.
Man, I'm already disturbed for the rest of my life. Couldn't get any worse.
Wait until I accidentally drop something and bend over out in public to pick it up.
Ah! Can just hear that now. You're like, my eyes!
Damn, that's a huge bitch. Is the radio show over?
Yeah, you're free to go.
That's gay. It was that quick?
Well, you called it kind of late.
Man, you got a quickie, man. Is that not good enough for you?
No, it's not. It should have been longer. That's lame. I wish they still did the hour show. Like the hour and however fucking long it used to be.
Well, yeah, man. You called in at 12:30, so what did you expect?
Yeah. Does it still record the, this part of the show and let the listeners hear it? Because it used to.
No, it cuts this off because nobody wants to hear this. Yes, it's still gonna be there.
People should call in more. I'm gonna make it happen.
There's a lot of things people should do, but they'll never do them.
I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make at least there be one more caller to call in at least, like, every night there's going to be, like, a new caller.
Yeah, we used to have it a long time ago. In a galaxy
I am going
far,
to form
more,
and if I will not be on tomorrow night, because the simple fact is I have some drinking to attend to tomorrow night.
I have some drinking to attend to. I have to be an alcoholic tomorrow.
Yes, I do. There's some things I have to attend to tomorrow night.
But then any day after that, I should be free.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'll take my cell phone with me, and I will call you from my Obama phone, and I'll be like, hey, I'm really drunk right now, guys.
Did you just say your Obama phone?
Yeah, I'm like my government phone with only 250 free minutes a month.
Obama gave you a free phone, huh?
Yeah, Obama. It's from SafeLink. But all my homies that get those phones, we call them the Obama phone. I don't know why we call them the Obama phone. Like, maybe it's because we didn't start getting, like, the free cell phone thingy until, like, Obama came in the presidency or some shit.
Obama just wants to kill the old people.
That's okay. I was gonna,
did you see they want to abort children up to the age of, like, 3 now?
The fuck?
Yeah, it's in the Obamacare plan that you can, like, abort your child at the age of 3. So if you're, like, sitting that little bastard, you'd be like, I'm getting you aborted.
How the hell? That's more like getting them murdered.
Oh, right? But Obama's going to allow it.
Like, go ahead and act up again, man. I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. Do it again and see what happens. Don't you fucking touch that TV. I swear to God, I'll get you aborted if you touch it.
That sounds like something Obama would do, yes.
Yeah. Go to your room or you're getting aborted.
Yeah,
that's pretty horrible.
But fuck it, man. Obama says it's all right, so.
Yeah. So I guess that means, you know, once, like, if you're past the age of 3, it's considered murder.
Murder you. that song Murder from, like, ICP can be for the commercials. Are you sick of your child? Murder.
Yeah, you can't play that on TV. Something like that.
Can you imagine commercials for that? Abortion. It's okay now.
Is your child getting on your nerves?
Yeah. Are they not listening or cooperating? Then it's time for abortion.
Does your child look and act like a psycho killer? It's time for an abortion.
Like, if you already know your child is going to be a sociopath, go ahead, bring him to us and let us abort your child. Up to ages 3.
I don't even really know if it's considered abortion if you're, you know, that old.
Well, Obama does.
Well, Obama's an idiot, so, yeah.
Yeah, but come on, the American people are the ones that voted him in.
Wait. Here's an even better one. If you know your kid's going to grow up to be a Lil Wayne fan, it's okay to abort him.
Yeah, there you go.
She just killed that person regardless.
Now my question is, where the fuck was this law when fucking Lil Wayne was born and 3 years old? We could have saved the world a lot of trouble by killing them men.
Hell yeah.
I I mean, come on, fucking Justin Bieber's mom fucking, you know, thought about fucking uploading him.
Yeah, she thought about it.
Yeah, but she didn't go through with it. Bastard.
I agree that Justin Bieber is the reincarnation of Michael Jackson, being wanting to be a little white girl in the world.
Did you just insult Michael Jackson?
Yeah, she did.
Everybody's still doing it. I'm not gonna lie. One time I liked Michael. I was a fan.
But I'm just saying, man, you insulted him with Justin Bieber.
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
You ever seen when people say shit like that about Justin Bieber? Like, he's the reincarnation of Michael Jackson, wanting to be a little white.
There ain't no way in hell.
I mean, come on. Fuck, Michael Jackson actually had talent. Justin Bieber's just gay and retarded.
Yeah, there's just... I like, they make fun of it, of Justin Bieber on Key of Awesome. They got some really good videos, and one of them is where they're making fun of Justin Bieber, and they're like, I got that Bieber fever bullshit. It's funny.
Yeah, I know those people.
I'm made of cupcakes. I'm like, oh my God. That's ridiculous. So you're
excited
about your interview tomorrow?
Oh yeah, we're excited for this shit. It's been a while since we had a big name up on JR.
Oh yeah. You guys got a flyer on your page for that, right? I'm gonna fucking share that shit here in like 2 seconds.
Yes, we do. There's a flyer on my page and there's a flyer on Gil's page.
It's actually the default picture that's on both of the more pages.
Alright, well, I'm straight up gonna share that shit. Because everybody needs to know.
Man, we shared that a while ago.
Yeah,
just,
I'm kind of slacking on my words of saying I'm going to do certain things. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, don't you give us your word unless you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I already forewarned you, like, tomorrow night I'm drinking, so, like, I might not make it on, but I'm going to start trying to make an effort to be a part
we'll
of
see.
Double
it's
Rider
all,
Radio,
right.
Calling in and promoting you guys.